Good morning and welcome to our Celebration of Joy worship service. A reminder to everyone that no matter who you are and no matter what is happening on your journey of life, it is God who welcomes you here today, and so do we. We are so very, very glad that you are here. And a special welcome to visitors. We're always happy to have visitors here at San Marcos Lutheran, and we hope that you can make yourself at home. Everyone will find some welcome cards. Those are the beige cards in the pew racks ahead of you. And we invite everyone, visitors and members and kids, to take a moment and fill those out. Pastor David and I will pray for you by name following the service. And if you have a special prayer request, whatever that may be, please include it on the card, and we will include you in our prayer ministries as you would like to be included. Well, we have a couple of special things happening today, and one I definitely don't want any of our kids to miss out on. We have visitors here from Luther Retreats, Camps, and Conferences, so we will be having, they'll be doing an introductory song. Speaking of children, where's ours? Okay. And then they will be going down to the preschool playground, and we'll be spending some time with some games and some other activities that will get them excited about camp. But just a little word about what we're going to be doing today, do it during our worship service. Today I am going to ask that we will try something as a congregation. Just try it. Let's call it a pilot program. To read through the Gospel of Matthew together as a congregation, and then read it again more slowly using the ancient practice of what's called divine reading or Lectio Divina. Has anyone heard of Lectio Divina, divine reading? Okay. You have. Excellent. We've got young scholars here. So on your bulletin, you will see what might look a little bit overwhelming, but a guide to how to read using this form of this ancient practice, which I'll talk about today. And then also a list of all of the, breaking down in the Gospel of Matthew into just tiny little chunks, maybe six verses or so. But we'll talk more about that, and then there'll be more opportunities in the future to do that as well. We are also going to, we'll learn about it, but we're going to practice it today. So I just want to get buy-in. Will you all give this a try today? You who are interested for families, we are having a fun day at Norway Hall with some archery. If you would like to come, you'll need to speak with my husband here. Raise your hand. And make sure you have the information, and we will be meeting there. You will be meeting there at 11 o'clock.
Few announcements. There are many printed for you. I will not read all of them, but highlight a few. Today, immediately following this service, a forum in our fellowship hall, Circle of Gentle Grace, the ways that we are working together to be more welcoming to all folks, no matter what ability or disability we might all have. And we want your feedback, so come, be a part of that today. And next week, Pastor Carla will be leading the challenge to read through the Gospel of Matthew this year and to do it in a devotional way. She'll be talking more about that in the sermon. But come next week and enjoy that. We're sorry to announce that Justine Hansen is stepping away from her position as choir director for the sake of her health and the health of her family. She has another full-time job, so it just became a little too much right now with the three kids. But we're not having a goodbye celebration, but a thank you celebration for her years of serving as our choir director. Next Sunday, after the 11 o'clock service, you're invited to be a part of that in Luther Hall. Coming up in a couple of weeks, some wonderful things to be involved with. On the 26th of January, 4 o'clock, Cho Hoon Park, pianist, will present a fantastic concert of the music of Debussy and Beethoven. You don't want to miss it. She's returning to our concert series. That's at 4 o'clock. And then after that, you're invited to come to the North County Immigration Task Force fundraiser, which is taking place at the Aztec Brewery in Vista. And today on the patio, Dr. Carla will be out to answer questions about the fundraiser. We have great flyers about that you can pass around to your friends. This is raising money for helping with expenses for immigrant families in our area. And on the back are ways that you can help with the fundraiser if you'd like to help provide items for the silent auction, for the gift basket silent auction. So talk to Dr. Carla after services out in the patio. Pick up one of these flyers. Also to know about Susan Agonia, who's retiring as head of Altar Guild, which you've done for many years. More than some people have been alive and who left the room, I know. So we thank you, and if you have interest in finding out how we need help with this moving forward, please speak to me anytime, and I'll be glad to answer your questions.
Holy Spirit, as we wade into your word, come to our hearts, trouble us, calm us, reveal yourself to us. We give you thanks and praise that you are living, dynamic, and new every morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. So you have in front of you the gospel. This was going to, or as we read it, as I read it this first time, please read along. This will be the first of what is the recommended three readings for Lectio Divina, Divine Reading. So please take a look at that. It's right there in the front page of your reading today. The Holy Gospel, got this? According to Matthew, the third chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now. For it is proper for us to do for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." So today, like I said before in introduction, I would like to talk to you about an easy spiritual practice that I'm hoping we will try this year. Let's call it a pilot program. Let's call it an experiment. I feel I need that grace as well, if we can call it an experiment. To read through the Gospel of Matthew together, just straight through, if you do it in two chapters a day, if you can. You can do it in about 2 weeks. It's 28 chapters. But then to go back again and read just a short piece of Scripture based on this ancient practice, which I'd like to talk to you about today. So just so we can all say it together, you can sound smart and say, Lectio, Lectio Divina. Perfect. Divine reading. So divine reading is a slow, meditative reading and reflection on a passage of Scripture. And a little bit about this, and then we're going to try it together. Divine reading, or Lectio Divina, is ancient. It was first recorded in the 3rd century AD by an early theologian by the name of Origen, who wrote this down and sort of formalized it, and then he taught it to others. And over the years, it was taught to St. Ambrose, and it was taught to St. Augustine. Now, if you might remember, Martin Luther was an Augustinian monk, so he was trained in this style of slow, meditative reading of Scripture. And it is very likely that while he was reading through Scripture, when he was stuck in this conundrum of how can we be saved, that he came across that passage that salvation is a gift from God, not of works, that it comes through grace. So it's most likely in this style of reading that he had that great epiphany, which of course changed his life, but beyond that it changed what? The world, the church, the world, yes. Okay. And divine reading is approachable. How many of you feel like before you open the Bible, you've got to bring some sort of cleaned up version of yourself? Anybody feel that way? Like, I'd love to read that, but let me first get a little bit pure within myself. Not today, I'm having a bad day, I yelled at someone, something's going on, but you feel like not yet. Or how many of you feel like Scripture is too, the Bible is too high and lofty above you for you to understand? Okay? A lot of people feel that way. And in this practice, it is to be seen as opposite, because in divine reading, you are to come as you are, in your circumstance, with your worries, your concerns, your troubles, the decisions you need to make, your mistakes, your faults, whatever it is. You come with your hands dirty to divine reading. And divine reading is appropriate to the situation in our world today. As our nation and our world, our communities seem to be in this time of crisis, we are called as followers of Christ to spend more time in prayer, right? More time listening to God, more time in Scripture, more time trying to align our will with God's will, so that God's will be done. And this way of reading Scripture absolutely does this. And this is my favorite. Divine reading is achievable. Because, you know, we have a contemplative prayer group that meets here every week, and we invite people to come, or they think, I'd like to try meditation, but I gotta tell you, it really doesn't work for me because I suffer from monkey brain. A mind that simply will not shut up. Does anybody have that? Yes, absolutely. I do too. Well, with divine reading, Lectio Divina, with divine reading, you come with your thoughts, with your opinions, with your distractions. And by and large, you engage both your mind and your heart. But this is the most important part of all. Above anything else, divine reading is all about developing your friendship with Christ. It is all about spending time with Christ and having Christ have a dialogue with you. Because when we say the Word made flesh, yes, we mean the spoken Word that created creation, we mean Jesus, but we also mean the Word that comes to us through Holy Scripture, which we call the Word, right? This is a way for you to develop that friendship and have a conversation with Jesus. How intriguing is that? So I'm going to go over how to do it, and then we're going to try it. And then we'll just say, hey, let's give it the best shot we can. So here are the steps. Now, on your page, there's one on the bottom that says action, but that's not part of the original, so I took it out of the slides. I've been learning a lot in this last few weeks and practicing it myself for about the last 3 months. So first of all, you read a portion of Scripture, and you read it 3 times slowly, out loud if you can. Okay? It's important. You read it, but as you read it, you look for a word or phrase that stands out to you. Actually, that's very important. A word or a phrase that kind of comes off the page to you, catches your attention, stands out to you in some way, and frequently you will be surprised by what that word is. Now you take that word or your phrase, and you reflect on it. What does that mean in my life? Why is that standing out to me? Why does that seem to be important? And you relate it to any part of your life that comes to mind. Now you take that knowledge of what you found and you respond. You say, God, I don't know why this is coming to mind, but that situation last week or this way I've been feeling about something going on for years, I just need you to know about it. Help me, guide me, forgive me, lead me. Okay? And once you've done all that, you've done the work, and you rest in the knowledge that God has heard your prayer, that God loves you, and that God will guide you. So read, reflect, respond, and rest. In Latin, just so you can sound smart, again, it's lectio, which means read, meditatio, which means to meditate or to reflect, oratio, which means to pray, and contemplatio, which means to contemplate or to rest. Just in case you come across these words, you've heard them now. So you start by reading. And you don't take a whole chapter. In fact, you only take like 6 verses, very, very short period, a little bit. And set some time aside where you can't be interrupted. I've been a mom of young children for a long time. There are a few rooms in which I am not interrupted. Sometimes you can use those. Then pick a portion of Scripture. What we have here, what is on that page, is just the guidelines for what's recommended, but it's really obvious. It's basically the next title in your Bible. That's what it is. Little bits, 6 verses or so. Before you begin, you ask the Holy Spirit to guide you, and then you read that portion of Scripture 3 times, and aloud if possible, at least once. You know, whisper it to yourself, but just so you also hear the word. And as you read it, first time just read it through, but the second and third time, see what word or phrase seems to stand out to you. And again, don't be surprised if you're surprised. And now you reflect on it. Look at your life. Think about how it relates. Things that you haven't thought about for years might come to mind. That's okay. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Meditate on what that word or phrase, how that speaks to you. Let it interact with your thoughts, your hopes, your memories. And consider how that word or phrase touches your life today. As I've been practicing this, I've noticed that it seems to be that the divine comes through this one word or phrase into my life. There's an intersection there that God is leading. And there's been many wow factors and aha moments in this process for me. So now that you've done that, you can do this all in your head, by the way. You don't have to write it down. But now that you've done that, you simply respond. Turn those discoveries over to Christ. Tell Christ what stands out to you and why. Express your worries, your fears, your regrets. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for help, guidance. Give thanks. And allow Christ to use what has been revealed to you through Scripture to shape your life. When we ask for God's guidance and we open ourselves to God's guidance and God's word, God will shape our lives. And then you rest. The work is done. Bask in the knowledge that God has heard your prayer, that God forgives you, God loves you. Simply rest in God. Are you intrigued? You want to give it a try? Okay. So what we're going to do is this. You're going to hear it again, have it in front of you, but this time Pastor David is going to read it, so you'll hear it in a different voice. And then the third time, I will lead the reading, but I'm asking that you will read it aloud. Please read softly, but we'll read it together the third time through, and that'll be the third time, and we'll go through all the steps. But we begin with this. Can we pray this together now? Holy Spirit, please guide us as we open ourselves to your word.
Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came out from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased."
And this time, you have it in front of you, and ask that you will read it aloud together with me. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Take a moment now and see what word or phrase leaps out to you, what word or phrase calls to you or sticks in your memory. And now reflect on that. Meditate on that word or phrase that speaks to you. Let it interact with your thoughts, your hopes, your memories. Consider how that word or phrase is touching your life today. And now let us respond. Turn your discoveries over to Christ in prayer. Tell Christ what stands out to you and why. Express your worries, your fears, your regrets. Ask for forgiveness, help, guidance, give thanks, and allow Christ to use this revelation through Scripture to shape your life. Now rest. You've done the hard work. Rest in God. Bask in the knowledge that God has heard your prayer, that God forgives you, God loves you. Rest in God. Amen. How was that for you? Did any word or phrase stand out to you? Maybe doing it in a group is harder, but if you try this alone, you may find that it's a very wonderful, intimate time with Christ. And I'm just going to ask that you'll try it. On the page I handed out to you, you can start or end Lectio Divina wherever you want to. That's fine, but and ask that you give it a try, even if you try once a week, twice a week, to get your feet wet with it, and just see what happens. We have some signups also in the entryway if you want to make that commitment for yourself that you're going to try to read through the Gospel of Matthew and then begin to try this practice. And we will be meeting during the adult forum next week to answer questions, go over an overview of Matthew, let you know more about this. And if you have any worries or concerns about it, I'd be happy to answer those as well. So this is the challenge. It's with this congregation, it's more of an invitation than a challenge. Challenge doesn't work so well with this group, I know. But I invite you to read the Gospel of Matthew. If you can, take 2 weeks. Maybe it takes three to read through the Gospel of Matthew. That's fine. The point is that you're doing it. And then you can follow the guide. You can begin wherever you like to. And then once you've done that reading, just put a little check by it and you can move on to the next one. And we will have monthly check-ins to talk about the Gospel of Matthew and this practice. So I want to say thank you for being open to this. And let's see where God may lead us this year as we open ourselves to Jesus Christ through Holy Scripture. Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord God, we pray for the baptized throughout the world that having been called by name, we would be renewed in our calling to make Christ known to all people as we work for peace and justice in all the earth. Lord, in your mercy, be with those who suffer pain or illness, the ones we name out loud and silently in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, Prince of Peace, we pray for peace and unity in this world you so love. Be with all places around the globe that are troubled and bring safety and peace upon this world. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you for your Spirit that empowers us to be your people. Continue to richly bless the mission and ministry of San Marcus Lutheran. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers, gracious God, and receive them in the name of the Word made flesh, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you, for Jesus, your Son, he is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and your might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks. And gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people.
for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me. Remembering, therefore, his preaching, his healing, his dying, and his rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Holy Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for all the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And Lord, we pray that your agenda of shalom will be our agenda as well. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of yours, now and forever. Amen.
All is prepared and everyone is welcome, for it is Jesus Christ who is our host.